One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
There's a reasonable expectation from gamers that video game protagonists will be likable, charismatic, and a delight to accompany throughout their journey. Of course, just like people in the real world, they can't all be winners. Sometimes, due to some combination of poor writing, a bad story, or misguided line delivery, our central heroes can downright suck. For whatever reason, you guys were so put off by the following protagonists that they've made our list of absolute duds. Bring on the trash parade! I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 video game protagonists we hated. Number 10, Sergei Nechayev, Atomic Heart. Atomic Heart struck a chord with critics and gamers alike when it arrived in February of this year, replete with engaging first-person shooting action and an intriguing, albeit controversial, depiction of an alternative history where the Soviet Union is painted as a technical and social world leader. What did not strike such a chord was its protagonist, Sergei Nechayev, who is, to sum it up, just the worst. Many players found him embarrassingly egoistic, with curse-riddled dialogue that landed far closer to a try-hard wannabe bad boy than a badass. This is reportedly far worse in the English rendition of the dialogue, which is repeatedly cringy, and many took to the internet to claim Nechayev is so annoying they long for the days of the silent protagonist. P3, as he's referred to, even yells at his robotic glove buddy, so yeah, he's really just a dick. At least getting him killed doesn't feel so bad when he sucks so bad. If you don't believe me, I recommend you go check out the dialogue compilations from this game so you can see just how crappy this guy is. Number 9, Soul Survivor, Fallout 4. If you were also a P3 hater after playing Atomic Heart, who longed for the days of protagonists who didn't say anything at all, recalling Fallout 4's hero Soul Survivor might make you think twice. Now, providing the player with an empty shell they can fill out as they see fit in terms of personality and choices can seem like an exciting prospect. Or it can leave you with a mindless dummy whose motivations seem incredibly stupid and misguided and whose personality is bereft of anything interesting. Enter Soul Survivor, a character who spends the whole game looking for their kid, weirdly not considering said kid might not be a kid anymore, and at the same time getting pulled away by exploring and side quests, despite their literal kid's life being on the line. This disconnect, combined with the oddity of players choosing a dialogue option expecting to say one thing and having their character's delivery shoot off in a wildly different direction, formed a problematic rift between player and protagonist. Whether you reckoned your Soul Survivor seemed like an empty vessel, unnecessarily sassy, or with an unbelievable backstory, it's safe to say they did not win many fans. Number 8, Trevor, Grand Theft Auto 5. While some were charmed by Trevor's batshit nature and likeness to the most unhinged of GTA players, some felt Rockstar went overboard with his characterization and pushed him a little too far into unlikable douche territory. To be honest, there's a lot of gamers calling out various GTA protagonists on their most hated protagonist lists, but Trevor seems to be the most consistently brought up. At his best, players called him generally unrelatable and not particularly likable, while players who truly hated him cite his relentless rage and attitude as grating and borderline off-putting enough to put the game down entirely. While his madness can be entertaining at times, some players took issue with his more mean-spirited scenes and how far the writing pushed his over-the-top antics and randomness. If you like running everybody down in GTA, you are probably a big fan of Trevor. Then again, there's a lot of people who say they didn't like any of the protagonists in GTA 5, so each to their own. Number 7, Vaughn, Final Fantasy 12. Much like Grand Theft Auto, there are a decent number of Final Fantasy protagonists that didn't resonate with players. Which is a nice way of saying there were a decent number of Final Fantasy protagonists that annoyed the crap out of players. The one who makes it onto our list, though, is Vaughn from Final Fantasy XII. Final Fantasy XII was a massive hit when it first landed in 2006, scoring rave reviews across the board, including a 40 out of 40 from Famitsu. The RPG was praised for its graphics, innovation, gameplay mechanics, and story. Its protagonist Vaughn, however, was another matter. The wannabe sky pirate who joins the charge against the Arcadian Empire might seem to have a strong enough setup to helm a Final Fantasy title, but strangely, he's not terribly involved with the game's central narrative. As a result, he comes off boring and needless, and unfortunately, he's surrounded by much more interesting characters. As a result, Vaughn kind of feels like a tag-along, like he probably could have just stayed at home. In what is perhaps a pettier reason, some fans also said his outfit is dumb, and look, that one's hard to disagree with. Number 6, Kate Walker, Siberia. Most adventure games let you get to know your central character very well, as they're largely told in third person, with a tight story that revolves closely around your protagonist and their journey. That can be a great thing, or it can make you wildly frustrated with them when they won't execute the most basic of actions to help you progress. Enter Siberia heroine Kate Walker. Now let me make one thing clear, I do love these games and I am a Kate Walker apologist. That said, being that she's a lawyer in the game going on a grand adventure, there's just a bunch of things she won't do. While she's more than willing to get her hands dirty as the story wears on, early on she really won't, figuratively or literally. One of the game's earliest puzzles is halted because she refuses to retrieve an oar from the edge of a lake bed because, quote, it's too muddy. And her solution is to persuade the local child with a learning disability to do it for her. Given the game is a grand adventure where you're headed towards a mythical location no one is 100% sure exists, this isn't exactly the most enticing beginning. But I guess you can't take the corpo out of the girl, at least not till towards the end of the game.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, Abby, The Last of Us Part 2. It partly pains me to put Abby on this list because what Naughty Dog tried to do with her character is both a unique and interesting approach you don't often see, but even if her actions are justified, they were just too controversial and hateful not to earn her a spot on this list. While we admittedly spent a lot of our time in the first Last of Us game brutally murdering and maiming anyone who got in our way, it's kinda hard to see somebody else do it, especially when we're on the receiving end. While Abby's motivations aren't too dissimilar to that of the original Last of Us heroes, Joel and Ellie, it was a bridge too far for some fans to accept her brutality when it was directed against one of our faves. She was both very difficult to initially sympathize with and too hardened for many players to get on board with her mindset and motivations. Whether or not she deserves to be hated will definitely change from player to player, but I think we can all universally agree that for better or worse, she absolutely is. Number 4, Byleth, Fire Emblem Three Houses. From a character with arguably too much and too harsh of a personality to one that appears to have none at all, we have Byleth from the excellent Fire Emblem Three Houses. Yet another protagonist who sucks but didn't manage to bring down the quality of the game from which they spawned, as has been the case with a number of entries on this list, Byleth is just devoid of a personality. The combination of a bizarre backstory that doesn't quite seem to make sense to the fact that Byleth keeps hitting on their students who are way more interesting than they are, Byleth is just kind of a dud. It doesn't really make sense why all these colorful and largely lovable and interesting characters like Byleth so much, because you're really just a hot, blue-haired, empty vessel. It's like you're rewarded for doing nothing because you can get everyone in the game to love you so much they turn on their original houses, alliances, even their country in some cases. Maybe it's because you keep giving them presents and inviting them to tea. I guess people like that. Number 3, RJ Gale, Far Cry 4. Back to a character who actually has a personality, just not a great one, is Far Cry 4 protagonist RJ Gale. Perhaps the biggest problem with him becomes apparent when we compare him to other Far Cry protagonists. In Far Cry 3, you're trying to get your friends back. In Far Cry 5, you're trying to help your colleagues and the locals stop a family of cult leaders and their rabid followers. Then we have Far Cry 4, where your mother dies, you go to spread her ashes, chat to the guy who seems to be in charge, escape from that guy, then join a civil war that you don't understand, and end up either helping someone who enlists child soldiers or kick off a drug trade. Basically, everything has devolved into a nasty conflict with no real winners, no matter how you spin it, and there's absolutely no reason why the dummy RJ should be involved at all, being that he's just a dude with no knowledge of the situation, acting as an agent for the game's rebel leaders without ever second-guessing them. At the end, you can't even take charge, you just end up falling victim to one of whatever crap ending you choose. Unless, of course, you just sat your butt down where Pagan asked you to at the start of the game, then well done you. Number 2, Kyle Crane, Dying Light. Dying Light may deliver in terms of combat, world-building, and traversal, but what it achieved in those areas, it sorely lacks in the awesome protagonist department. Kyle Crane is an undercover GRE agent who quickly begins parkouring his way around town in an effort to rectify an unfortunate bitey run-in with a zombie. This is all well and good, except for the fact that Kyle unfortunately fills out a perfect circle in the Venn diagram between an uninspiring bland personality and absolutely bizarre decision-making. The biggest problem here is that Kyle's backstory sets him up as someone who should be supremely competent. Yet between his early game mishap, which gets him infected in the first place, and his fortunate luck in being rescued by Jade, he certainly doesn't seem like much of an impressive secret operative. He frequently does the exact opposite of what he should do in any given situation, and is, as many players have quite plainly put it, an idiot. Luckily, the game itself recovers as the gameplay is still really good, so even if Crane is absolutely driving you crazy, it's still worth checking out. Number 1, Frey, Forspoken. Unlike the vast majority of games on this list, 2023 action game Forspoken from Square Enix was not well received. In fact, it was pretty universally criticized for its overly basic combat, incredibly awkward dialogue, and poor pacing. One fact which undoubtedly did not help it out was protagonist Frey. written with an inundating level of Whedon speak, which just doesn't play in 2023 like it did in the 90s, the fish-out-of-water narrative of a young New Yorker being transported to a magical land is told with about as much subtlety as a hammer. Unfortunately, there isn't much nuance to Frey's characterization either, as her quips come off far more cringy and one-note than entertaining. While undoubtedly intended to be charming and relatable, the dialogue, which is riddled with complaints and awkward sarcasm, simply falls flat. Just like the game will when you put it down, because you don't want to play it anymore. Assuming you got a hard copy, so putting it down. Or metaphorically. Anyway, I feel like you understand. That's the end of our list, but let me know down in that comment box who is your most hated video game protagonist of all time, and let us know how you feel about our list. As always, I've been Jess from What Culture. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you like, you can come say hi to me on my Twitter account where I'm at Jess McDonald, but make sure you stay tuned to us here for plenty more gaming goodness.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.